Iraqi forces, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, battled Islamic State militants for a third day on Tuesday in a remote western town, hundreds of kilometers to the south of the operation to retake Mosul, U.S. and Iraqi officials said. The clashes underway in Rutba, in Iraq's western Anbar province, are apparently part of the extremist group's tactics to divert attention, as well as Iraqi and coalition resources, from the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. Fighting is ongoing in Rutba, which is still contested, said Colonel John Dorian, a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition. The coalition continues conducting strikes to support Iraqi security forces' response efforts, including one against a Daesh convoy that was attempting to flee the area, he added, referring to IS by an Arabic acronym. Brigadier General Yahya Rasul, an Iraqi military spokesman, said the situation was under control and there were no IS fighters in the town. But Rajib Barakat, an Anbar provincial councilman who sits on the security committee, said IS fighters were still clashing with security forces in two southern neighborhoods of Rutba. The clashes are still ongoing, he said. We have reports saying the militants killed some civilians and members of the security forces, but we don't know how many. IS launched a complex attack on Rutba on Sunday, almost a week into the operation in Mosul, where U.S.-backed Iraqi forces are waging a wide-scale offensive to drive the militants from Iraq's second-largest city. Last week, IS launched a similar assault in and around the northern city of Kirkuk, some 170 kilometers, 100 miles, southeast of Mosul. The wide-ranging assault ignited gun battles that lasted 2 days, killing at least 80 people. This article posted by Sinan Salahidin.